described as a woman of a certain age. He'd never been quite certain what age that was. But things weren't quite right. There were bats embroidered on the pink jumper, and the pattern on the furniture had a sort of bat look. The little dog with a bow round its neck, lying curled up on a cushion, looked more like a rat than a dog. Vimes was less certain about that one, though. Dogs of that nature tended to look a bit rat-like in any case. The effect was as if someone had read the music but had never heard it played. He realised she was politely waiting for him and bowed stiffly.
"Oh, don't bother with that, please," said Lady Margarita. "Do take a seat."
She walked over to a cabinet and opened it.
"Do you fancy a bull's blood?"
"Is that the drink with the vodka? Because—"
"No," said Lady Margarita quietly. "This, I'm afraid, is the other kind. Still, we have that in common, don't we? Neither of us drinks alcohol. I believe you were an alcoholic, Sir Samuel."
"No," said Vimes, completely taken aback. "I was a drunk. You have to be richer than I was to be an alcoholic."
"Ah, well said. I have lemonade, if you wish. And, Miss Littlebottom, we don't have beer, you'll be pleased to hear."
Cheery looked at Vimes in amazement.
Perhaps a sherry," she said.
"Certainly. You may leave us, Igor. Isn't he a treasure?" she added, as Igor retired.
"He certainly looks as though he's just been dug up," said Vimes.
This was not going according to his mental script.
"Oh, all Igors look like that. He's been in the family for almost 200 years, most of him anyway."
"Really?"
"Extremely popular with the young ladies, for some reason. All Igors are. I found it best not to speculate why."
Lady Margarita gave Vimes a bright smile.
"Well, here's to your stay, Sir Samuel."
"You know a lot about me," said Vimes weakly.
"Most of it good, I assure you," she said. "Although you're inclined to forget your paperwork, you get exasperated easily. You are far too sentimental. You regret your own lack of education and distrust erudition in others. You are immensely proud of your city, and you wonder if you may be a class traitor. My friends in Ankh-Morpork were unable to find out anything very bad, and, believe me, they are pretty good at that sort of thing. And you loathe vampires."
"I—"
"Quite understandable. We're dreadful people, by and large."
"But you—"
"I try to look on the bright side," said Lady Margarita. "But anyway, how did you like the king?"
"He's very quiet," said Vimes, the diplomat.
"Dry cunning. He will have found out a lot more about you than you did about him, I'm sure. Would you like a biscuit? I don't eat them myself, of course, but there's a little man down in the town who does wonderful chocolate. Igor?"
"Yes, mistress,"
said Igor. Vimes nearly sprayed his lemonade across the room.
"He was out of the room," he said. "I saw him go. I heard the door shut."
"Igor has strange ways. Do give Sir Samuel a napkin, Igor."
"You said the king was cunning,"
said Vimes, mopping lemonade off his breeches. Igor put down a plate of biscuits and shuffled out of the room.
"Did I? No, I don't think I could possibly have said that. It's not the diplomatic thing to say,"
said Lady Margarita smoothly.
"I'm sure we all support the new low king, the choice of dwarfdom in general, even if they thought they were getting a traditionalist and got an unknown quantity."
"Did you just say that last bit?"
said Vimes, awash on a sea of diplomacy and damp trousers.
"Absolutely not. You know their scone of stone has been stolen."
"They say it hasn't," said Vimes.
"Do you believe them?"
"No."
"The coronation cannot go ahead without it. Did you know that?"
"We'll have to wait until they bake another one," said Vimes.
"No, there will be no more low kings," said Lady Margarita. "Legitimacy, you see. The scone represents continuity all the way to Barion Bloodaxe. They say he sat on it while it is still soft and left his impression, as it were."
"You mean kingship has passed from backside to backside?"
"Humans believe in crowns, don't they?"
"Yeah, but at least they're at the other end."
"Thrones, then," Lady Margarita sighed. "People set such store by strange things. Crowns, relics, garlic. Anyway, there will be a..."